Now, we've been hearing more about buyouts and reductions in force being offered at agencies throughout the federal government. We just talked with the GPO about it. But do feds have any kind of legal recourse if you believe you've been improperly targeted for these types of staff-cutting measures? Bill Bransford is a partner at the law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth, and he joins us for this morning's Legal Loop segment. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom.
So is there any kind of legal action that feds can take if they think that they have been improperly targeted?
Well, first of all, if you get targeted for a buyout, that's really a good thing because that means you're going to get some money in your pocket. The other option agencies have, if they don't offer buyouts or not enough employees accept them, is a reduction in force. And a reduction in force is a highly technical HR action that will result in some people being downgraded or let go. And there's an appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board from a reduction in force decision. But what the MSPB usually considers is whether the agency followed its procedures.
So a buyout is something you better take if you think you might be RIFed.
Well, if you think you might be reached on a RIF, if you think you're vulnerable, a buyout's a good thing because it gives you the $25,000, and it's usually accompanied by the Voluntary Early Retirement Authority as well, which allows employees to retire before they're otherwise eligible with 50 years of age and 20 years of service or 25 years of service at any age.
Is there any standard practice for who winds up being affected by RIFs and buyouts, things like that?
Well, these are tough times for federal employees and federal agencies where money is being cut back, appropriations are being cut back, and they have to make tough decisions. They will decide what programs can be spared, what programs need to be cut, which employees are affected, and they make decisions accordingly. Agencies cannot just simply offer buyouts. They have to get OPM authority, except for DOD, which has its own authority to offer buyouts. And then they make decisions, and they target the areas where they think they can most afford to lose employees and hope that enough employees accept the buyout so that RIFs don't become necessary.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you to elaborate on that point of how selective or how focused can a buyout effort be when you know that even though you might need a 15% reduction or whatever it might be, the need is not across the board but in certain areas.
Agencies have a lot of discretion on picking which employees are eligible for a buyout, and then they, of course, announce it. And they're even required to submit buyout plans to OPM before OPM grants the authority.
We're talking with Bill Bransford, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. And what should I, as a federal employee, then consider? Is there any circumstance under which I might say, I don't want to take this.
Well, you don't. First of all, if you don't think you can be reached on a RIF and you're not ready to retire, or assuming you're not eligible to retire, you don't want to just go out in this job market, which isn't the greatest right now, then you should just hang in there. Remember that if you get a buyout, it's up to $25,000. It cannot be more than the amount you would receive in severance pay. Most federal employees who've been working for a while would get more than $25,000 in severance pay. You have to pay taxes on the buyout. You can't work for the government again for 5 years without repaying the buyout amount. And you have to have been a federal employee for 3 years before you're eligible. You can't have received student loan repayment or retention, relocation, or recruitment bonuses within a certain amount of time prior to buyout eligibility. And once you make that buyout decision and let your agency know that you want it, you cannot change your mind. The agency is relying on your decision to do planning, and the MSPB, Merit Systems Protection Board, has stated that employees, what normally would be the right to rescind a resignation before its effective date, does not apply once you agree to leave to accept a buyout.
Did you say that you have to pay taxes on the buyout amount?
Oh, yeah.
In one lump sum? Because that seems hardly fair.
It's deducted before you receive the buyout. Your state, local, federal taxes, your Social Security, Medicare, all that's deducted from the buyout, and then you receive a net amount, somewhere around $17,000 for most people.
Now, here's an oddball situation. Suppose, sometimes federal agencies call back annuitants because they have some pressing temporary need.
Right.
And you said earlier that if you can't go back to work within 5 years without paying back the buyout.
That's right.
If you are needed as an annuitant for some emergency purpose, like FEMA needs inspectors, Would you still need to pay it back, or could there be circumstances when you wouldn't have to?
OPM has waiver authority for the repayment. Ordinarily, you'd have to pay it back. And, of course, once you receive a buyout and you're reemployed as a reemployed annuitant, or even if you're rehired to the government, you cannot receive another VSIP. And when reemployed annuitants are not eligible, whether they received them one before or not.
But still, that would be a pretty sweet situation. If you could get the buyout, then you come back as an annuitant with your payback waived.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be bad, would it?
I think OPM would only do that in rare occasions. But, yeah, it would be a sweet deal, but totally out of the federal employee's control.
Well, we talked about what federal employees need to consider. What is it managers need to consider when they're offering these buyouts or dealing with things like reductions in force?
Well, I think the manager has to make a realistic assessment of how many employees are likely to accept the buyout and how sweeping does the area of consideration need to be to get enough employees. You need to look at what's your 2011 appropriation, what's the 2012 appropriation likely to be. You know, we have really no idea yet how deep cuts are going to be next year. But you can make some kind of a judgment about what you think it might be, and then recognize that a lot of employees are going to want to stay employed in the federal government because they can't get a job on the outside. So you need to meet with your HR consultants and others, look the experience the Federal Trade Commission, GPO, and other agencies, Department of Agriculture have had in the buyouts that they're offering now, and then try to figure out what's likely to be successful. RIFs are very disruptive. They're sort of like what happened when we had the threat of the government shutdown in April. It causes employees to focus on the RIF and the threat of the RIF, and not on their performance of their job. And so, you want to. I think most managers want to get as many people to leave in a buyout. So you need to think, well, how big of an area am I going to have to have here to get enough employees to accept it?
And, Bill, this is a qualitative more than a legal type of question, but suppose you don't want the buyout, you want to keep working, you feel you might be within reach of a RIF.
Mm-hmm.
In general, how flexible is the federal government? How easy is it for a given person, and does it depend on what level they're at, to move over to just a completely different agency or department and do some job there just to stay employed?
Oh, sure. That happens all the time. But, but remember that agencies everywhere are doing these cutbacks right now. So I think, the availability of jobs might be limited. There are certainly jobs, if you go to USA Jobs, there are jobs posted every day. But that's something that can be done. But it is interesting, the ability to move from one agency to another to try to get a buyout is very limited. You have to be in that agency for a while before you can apply for the buyout in the agency.